Welcome to Step 1 Success Stories by Physio, Episode 0.
You're listening to Step 1 Success Stories by Physio, the playbook of those who dominated the USMLE. If you want to learn how to excel on Step 1 and get into the residency of your choice, then you're in the right place. Stay tuned and join the thousands of others who have mastered Step 1 concepts using physio.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode. Today will be a bit unique because we want to introduce ourselves and give you a sense of what to expect as you listen to future episodes. So to help me with this, I'm here with my co-host, Rhett Thompson. How's it going, man?
It's going really good. It's almost summertime and I'm so excited about launching this podcast.
Me as well. This is a really exciting time. We've been thinking about this for a while. It's been in the works for a while, so it's exciting. Yeah. So maybe to start, we can just introduce ourselves a little bit to the audience. So why don't you go first, Rhett?
So yeah, I am Rhett Thompson and grew up in Utah, student technically at the University of Utah Medical School. And yeah, that's where I'm from. Me and Michael actually met in undergrad at Utah Valley University and did a bunch of studying for the MCAT. That's kind of when we started studying together. And
yeah, our roots go pretty far back. Let's see. I think it was during our first year of undergrad, maybe our second year of undergrad, we met each other. Had no idea that we would be going to the same medical school, but eventually started studying together, got into the University of Utah together, and just became study buddies. And towards the end of our second year, third year, that we started considering creating a resource for students to learn physiology for Step 1. So back when me and Rhett were studying for the exam, there wasn't really a whole lot to help people. You know, there weren't a lot of really good resources out there, especially in terms of video content. So, you know, there was like Pathoma and First Aid, but we really felt like there was a lack of content when it came to physiology, especially. And so, yeah, we decided to take a year off between our second and third year and created Physio. And initially, it was going to be like a physiology resource. And then, you know, as we got more into it, we just realized that there really was a lack of content in all areas in our mind in terms of high quality, excellent content that you could watch. And so with that, you know, after our third year of medical school, we decided to take another year off and have been creating content since.
So yeah, now we've got biochemistry, anatomy, and working hard on wrapping up microbiology.
And biostats as well.
And biostats, yep.
And got a lot more content coming this summer, so it should be a fun time.
Yeah, and so initially we set up the team. We've got the same team. It's grown a little bit, but the pillars that keep Physio afloat are Steve and Zach and Elise. So Steve is kind of the face of the company in many ways. He's the one that everyone will contact and reach out to whenever they want to basically contact Physio. You know, Steve's really personable and does a good job really advocating for students and what the students want. And so it's through him and his suggestions, via the suggestions that come from the students, that really guide this ship, that make us do what we're doing and focus on the content in the way that we are.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because everyone thinks that Steve creates all the content, and a lot of our users think that me and Rhett are the same person because our voices sound kind of similar.
Yeah,
but no, it's actually me and Rhett. We're behind the scenes creating the content, so we're really excited to have this podcast and actually be able to interact with the community a little bit more. It'll be fun.
Yep, I'm excited. This is going to be awesome. So going back to the first couple years of medical school, me and Michael and a lot of our classmates in advance of Step 1 wanted to hear from students who have done really well on Step 1. We wanted to hear their techniques, their strategies, and we found that that's pretty much a universal desire in most students. Most people want to hear from people who have done well and get some advice.
Yeah, and it's kind of lacking in a lot of ways. You know, there are certainly like some forums that you can go to and read about people's experiences, but oftentimes they're not in depth as you would like, or, you know, it's not as personable, or you're not getting the juicy details that you want. So it can be kind of frustrating. And, you know, you can go to like a residency match panel, things like that, and occasionally hear from students, but those things seem to be kind of few and far in between.
I agree. Yeah. And the other issue is you're only scratching the surface. You're never really hearing exactly the details and the day in, day out activities of those students who have succeeded. And so you don't really get any of this tangible, really usable, like, techniques that you can use in your own study plans and your strategies.
Yeah. So this podcast is really going to get into those juicy details. So we'll go from the beginning of med school, what the guest used to study for their coursework, and also how they integrated those things into their step one study, you know, how they balanced coursework versus step one study. And we'll just kind of go chronologically until dedicated, and then really dive deep into what resources were they using during dedicated? What was a typical day like for them during dedicated? Did they use UWorld and the MBMEs, and how did they use them? And these are the resources that are pretty frequently used among medical students. So we'll really dive deep into all those little details and, you know, find out what's working for students who've really succeeded on the exam.
And with that in mind, being super thorough and trying to give you content that would really help you, these episodes will take about 45 minutes on average, sometimes less, sometimes a little bit more, and we will have a new episode each week.
Yes, you can expect every week to get a new episode from us, a new guest, and we're really excited to bring this to you. We think that you'll get a lot of value from listening to people who have succeeded and know, you know, what's working for them, what resources they used, and hopefully in turn, you know, what resources you can use, how you can design your schedule, how you can balance coursework and dedicated. And we really feel that this podcast will bring a lot of value to everyone. So we look forward to sharing with you guys.
Yeah, so go and listen to the first episode.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to today's episode. Be sure to go to our website at physio.com to check out our growing library of free Step 1 videos. You can also find our Physio group on Facebook to join our growing community of students preparing for Step 1. If you've been enjoying the episodes and have been getting value from the content, here are three easy ways that you can support us. 1. Press the subscribe button on the platform you're listening to this on. 2. Leave us a review. To do that, just go to physio.com/podcast. 3. Find your friends who are in medical school or interested in medical school and tell them about the podcast. Thanks for listening, and join us next time.